Hello everyone, my name is Eric Mitlet. I work for Microsoft Open Technology. Microsoft Open Technology is a server of Microsoft Corporation. We deal with the open source at Microsoft. In fact, we try to build bridges between Microsoft technology and open source technology. We contribute a lot on open source project in GitHub. And today I want to introduce a new features on Open Framework. Open Framework, it's an open source C++ graphic library. And in this library, we contribute to add support for Windows RT, that means Windows 8 and Windows 8.1. So let's jump on my computer. I'm here on the GitHub repo for MS OpenTech and Open Framework. I copied its bits on my computer. And in fact, I have on my GitHub directory, a new directory here, Open Framework, with several folders in it. When you want to create a new project for Open Framework, you have to use a project generator. Here you see two instances of the EXE project generator. The simple, it's built by the community, and the simple WinRT built by MS OpenTech to introduce Windows RT. I just run this guy here. Yeah, here it is. So I can create a new project. First thing I have to name it, it's Dutch support, for example. Okay, and when I have a name, I have to generate the project. Just click the button, and this tool creates a new application in my app folder named Dutch support. Let's go to see it in Open Framework, apps, my apps here, and we have a Dutch support folder here. Well, there is several files in it, and we have here two solutions for Visual Studio. One with the XAML support, one without the XAML support. Let's start with the non-XAML things here, the solution itself. Okay, open it. Here we are. When you create a new project with Open Framework, you have in your solution two distinct projects. One is the file we created at MS OpenTech to the support of the Open Framework on Windows 8.1 that creates a lib for you, and the other one is your project. It's a very traditional Open Framework project. We don't change anything in the structure code, and you have the source directory containing only three source here, the main. And the main just try to run a new application of the kind of OF app. Of course, OF app is declared here as a class based on the OF base application. And you have the OF app.cpp with the implementation of this class. In the class, you can see here the traditional structure of the code. Every Open Framework code have a setup method, an update method, and a draw method. If each loop, you update the data and you draw. Update, draw, update, draw. It's very dedicated to the graphic stuff. Yeah, I will enlarge a bit the screen that you can see better what I'm doing. Setup, update, draw. And here you have some prototype for the keyboard event, the mouse event, and some drag and got message, blah, blah, blah. But in fact, you don't have touch support. How we can add the touch support to my code? The first thing to do is, not in this file, sorry, but in this one, in the setup method, is to register new event handler. To do that, we have a global function, OF register touch something. Oops. OF register touch events. Yeah, there it is. And this function is waiting from me a reference to the class I want to add this event, listener class, and listener class is no more than this. Okay, so our application is ready to use touch event, but where are the touch event? If we try to open the definition of this guy, we will find the touch event itself, and we have few of them. We have the touch down, we have the touch move, we have the touch up, touch double tap, and the touch cancel. I'm waiting that the IntelliSense is passing all the source code, and we have several ones here, as you can see at the bottom of my screen. So when it's done, and I think it's almost done, when it's done, we can ask for the definition of the OF register touch. I think it's good. Try it with the F12 key. Yeah, there it is. This function register that I said at the moment, touch down, touch move, touch up, etc. So we can find this guy more in the source code here as a declaration of an event handler with this kind of parameter. I just copy that back to my source code, and I am going to add the touch prototype. Of course, the formalism is not exactly the same here, so I have to introduce here the argument. Okay. In fact, this argument is a reference, and I name E. Why not? I just copy, I will copy that. Okay. And reproduce exactly the same here, because all of this handler have the same prototype. Here, I will select that and remove with a void declaration as all handler. Okay, we have that in the dot age. Oh, sorry, it's a reference here, not a at. Oops. Yes. It's not managed code, in fact. It's really C++ code here. That's why the mistake. Yeah. Okay, I can copy this guy now and try to implement in my CPP file. Okay, just passed. Here, it's method of my class, so I have to prototype with the class name here. Okay, and give some line of codes. For the moment, it will be empty. Okay. Okay. So we have the method, we have the proto, everything looks good. So we can test something. For example, every time I touch, I want to register, I want to store the point where I touch the screen and display something at the, when I draw the screen. So first thing is to declare here an OF point. I name it PT, okay. And every time I touch the screen, meaning touchdown, I will update the point I just created. So pt.x equal. In my parameter e, I have a value of x. The same for the y. Yeah. Yes, the Y. Okay, and now I want to draw something at this position, at PT position, and I go back to the draw method. Here it is. For example, I can use a function of Open Framework, OF cycle, to draw cycle. Yes, it is. And this guy is waiting for me, in fact, the position. I have the PT for that. And I'm waiting to the diameter of the circle, the 30. OK, let's try to build the application. The first build is often a bit long because, as you see in the project here, we have a lot of libraries, a lot of source code. It's open source, so you have all the source code in your project. Okay, link, it's okay, build is okay, once succeed, we can run the application. F5, registering. Don't forget, it's a modern application on Windows RT, yes. And when I put my finger on the screen, a circle appear when I put my finger on the screen. Yeah, good, nice try. The question we can ask ourselves now is, okay, it's cool to have one point of contact, but can I have multi-touch support in my application? Of course, yes, but for that, I need to modify the code. I need more than one port. In fact, I need a collection of ports. I propose to create a map. And in this map, I will have an ID for the point. It's an ID of my finger number one, ID of finger number two, etc. So it's an 8. And of course, an OF point to store the X and Y coordinate of the touch point. I name this list point. Okay, I'm ready. First thing, when I touch the screen, I will remove that for later use. When I touch the screen, that means on the event touchdown, I have to create a new point and store the point in my collection. So let's go. OF point, PT, okay. The coordinate of the touch contact is given by the argument E, so PT.x equal E dot X. Okay, this the same for Y. Okay, yes, we are. Just add this guy in my collection. So list, I think I name it list PT dot insert. Yeah, here we go. In fact, when I want to insert something in a map, I need to insert a pair of ID and points. So I have to create a pair now. So in the standard namespace, I can find, I think it's directly pair. Yeah. Let me check if it's okay for that. Yeah, it's a pair, but a pair of what? Yes, that's the question of int and OF point, yeah, and just create that. I have several proto here. The easier to use it's to give an ID, and the ID is in the argument, and a point, and the point is the point I just created, PT. Yeah. Okay. Every time I touch my screen, I store the point of contact in my list. Okay, so now when I move my hand on the surface, on the screen surface, I want the circle move and follow my finger. So I will implement here the touch move event. First, I have to know which point it is, because the touch move is called for every touch event. That means if I have my 5 finger on the screen, I receive 5 times this event. So first one with the ID 1, the second one the ID 2, etc., etc. So I need to find in my collection which point of contact it is to move it correctly. So I need to iterate the collection, find the ID, and move it. To iterate a collection in C++, you have to create an iterator. So let's go to create this guy. It's a map. A map of what? IT, OF point. Yes, it is. And I want an iterator on that. I name it IT. Okay. Second, I have to find and receive here. In the list, if ID is fine, so ID equal, it's a list of point dot find, and I find what? I find the ID, and the ID is in argument.id. Okay, so or I find the correct ID, or I'm at the end of my collection. So I can test that. And the test is easy if IT not equal my list of point dot end, and end it's a method, so I need parentheses here. That means if I find something, I will do the move. So IT, it's now the point in my collection. I have few members, and here, oh no, sorry, I have to use the pointer, of course. I have the first and the second. I am playing with a pair, with the first part of the pair and the second part of the pair. The first is the ID, and the second is the point itself. So I can ask for the second and find in the second something like X, for example, and affect in this guy the X given by the parameter. I do the same thing for Y. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I find in the list. If I find something is not a hand, I modify the position. So I move the point. And now, what happened when I remove my finger from the screen? The touch up event is fired, and I just remove the circle of the point from the collection. So I need an iterator. Okay. I need to find the same code here. The point corresponding to the ID. And when I find it, I just arise from the list. So my list is list pt. Oops, sorry. Okay. An issue with the caps lock, sorry. PT, yes. On PT, I want to erase the IT here. Okay. Let's try to build this guy to see if introduce fewer syntax error. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's okay. Yeah, it links. That means it's okay. So the last thing I need to do now is to draw something on the screen. Now I no more draw a simple circle, but I have to draw a collection of circles. So for that, I can use a for each instruction. For each p in list pt, sorry. And the type of P, it's, I don't know, but I can infer this with the auto keyword from C++. Thanks, more than C++. Okay, now I just have to draw on a circle, or F circle, yes. And the position here, it's P. P. I have a dot if it's P or P dot second. I think it's P dot second because it's a point needed, yeah. And the radius will be 30. Okay. So let's run this code and see what happened. Ah, something wrong here. Oh, it's not first, sorry, it's second. First it's the ID, second it's a point. Yeah, better. Okay, let's run again. Linking, sounds good. Generating code and started. Okay, here we are. So my first finger, my second finger, third, etc. My left hand or right hand, the other end. And as you can see, I have multiple touch support in OF WinRT application. In fact, at this time, it's 10 points of contact. That it. We see in few line of code how to add touch support on an open framework application running on WinRT. It's easy, and hope you enjoy it. À bientôt.